Today on In Spirit Radio, we are talking with Angela Ackley, the leader and director of Angela Ackley Ministries. Angela, welcome to our program.
Well, thanks for having me, Mike.
My wife Jeannie and I are here to visit with you today, and we've been going through your book, Jesus, Help Me Pray, Bringing Meaning to the Lord's Prayer. And before we talk a little bit more about that, we would love to have you share a little bit more about, your journey with the Lord and where you grew up and how things came about in your journey.
Yeah, well, funny, I didn't grow up a Christian, actually. My mom had been a believer, my dad wasn't, and so it was, my mom didn't take us to church and just kind of felt like she needed to let my dad lead in that way. And recently found out that my mom has prayed for me every day of my life. So I believe that that is a huge testament to the power of prayer. But in college, I had an episode where I was in a very dark place and the Lord, I prayed for the first time and I said, God, if you're really there, you need to help me get out of this. And if you help me, I'll learn about you. And he did in a really powerful way, in a way that I couldn't deny. I kind of thought, well, you know, I did say that he did help me, but I'll just kind of put that on a shelf for a while. Then I met my husband a couple of years later, who was a very strong believer. And that's kind of where my journey started.
You and your family have been a very sports-oriented family as well over the years.
Oh, yes, very much so. I have three boys, 20, 18, and 16, and we have spent our fair share of nights and weekends at sporting events.
I know my wife Jeannie has some questions for you, but we've been really blessed going through your book and study and observing from some of the encouraging videos that are included with it. And I know we want to just kind of unpack some of those things that people can really tap into through their prayer life.
Awesome.
I was wondering, last year I went for months and felt like the Lord wanted me to say the Lord's Prayer. And it was like any time of the day, it just was so heavy on my heart to do that. So when Mike came up with this book, I was like, okay, this is the icing on the cake for what God was calling me to do, because I just knew it was his will for me to do that prayer.
Wow.
Every day, several times a day. And then to come across your book was like, okay, I feel like that really is the icing on the cake for what God has brought me through in praying that prayer so many times. Mm-hmm. So my question is, did you feel like that you were called to decipher the Lord's Prayer for others and to put it into a book form like you did?
You know, it's just so funny that you've asked that, because I've been on a personal journey. When God asked me to start Angela Ackley Ministries, I didn't have a mission. I didn't have any framework or groundwork. He just at one point said, you know, get the website, and he systematically just would tell me what to do. And I've been crying out to the Lord. I'm like, Lord, what is my mission? And he has recently told me that he has commissioned me to teach people how to pray. And that is that's where everything out of this ministry is going to flow. And, you know, I have seen the power of prayer in my own life in such powerful ways. I mean, you know, Shelter from the Storm Ministries. I was a founder of Shelter from the Storm Ministries in Sun Prairie. It's a homeless shelter for a Christ-based homeless shelter for single women and their children. And I led the prayer team for almost 6 years. And I tell you, we saw miracle after miracle after miracle through the power of prayer. I first got introduced to prayer and with the Moms in Prayer group, and bawled like a baby the first time I was in prayer with other women that were different races, different ages, and all praising God together. And so I have seen prayer move mountains in my own life. And so when I was asked by a local church to do a Bible study, and I said, Lord, you know, what do you want me to do this Bible study on? He said, Angela, I want you to help light a fire for prayer in my people. So I just got on my knees. I'm like, Lord, what does that look like? And he led me to the Lord's Prayer. And as I started to dissect it, it was like, oh, wow. Like this, it's just the Lord's Prayer hits so many different kinds of prayer and different reasons for prayer. And it takes the one dimension out of prayer, reading a list and asking God for something. And so, yes, I feel commissioned to teach people how to pray. And I was a B student, a B English student in high school and college. I mean, I've never aspired to be a writer. It was never like on my bucket list. But I had taught this study at two different churches. And on the last day of the second time I taught it, we were all wrapping things up, and one of my dear friends gave me a backhanded compliment, and she's like, Angela, I can't believe you wrote this study. And as she was saying that, the Holy Spirit's speaking to me, and he's saying, and I want you to publish this study. And I've had to stand on that this entire time because it's been a really hard road, but that's what I stood on, that he asked me to do it, and I did it. So
there were times when I say the Lord's Prayer, I just like dwell on each verse, and it's so awesome to go through your book and have you go through each verse like that. I mean, it's really been inspiring, and I just don't even know how to describe. I mean, it's just, like I said, putting that icing on the prayer that I've been praying for months now and wondering, God, why are you having me saying this prayer so often through my day? And now you deciphering it, it's just been like the light bulb going off above my head. It's been wonderful. So thank you so much. This book so far has just been such a blessing for Mike and I as we go through this.
Wow, that really blesses me. Thank you.
Angela Ackley joining us today here on In Spirit Radio as we talk about her new book. It's called Jesus, Help Me Pray, Bringing Meaning to the Lord's Prayer. And I think you take a concept from Jesus. We've seen so many things, you know, as we move toward the spring and Easter time and all of those other things that we've seen in movies over the years about Jesus and his disciples so clearly in the Bible. As you unpack this, you do such a good job, because I know you do women's ministry, but the book is laid out that it could be a blessing to not only women, but men, teens, people who are doing Bible studies and senior care places. You've really done a nice job of making it available and really compelling for any person that's a believer.
Well, I have to share this. This is so funny. So when we got this, because I self-published it, I had to come up with the cover. And I just told the marketing people at the publishing company, you know, you come up with a cover. They came back with two purple pansy flowers on the front. And it was so feminine looking. And I just was so heartbroken, because it was like, oh my gosh, no man is ever going to want to touch this book. And so I got on my knees and I said, Lord, I need you to give me a cover that looks like me. I am not a purple pansy kind of girl. And he said, no, Angela, I'm going to give you a cover that looks like me. And he is the door. Jesus is the door. And when we saw this picture of this open door and this light that's kind of wanting you to see what's around the corner, that's Jesus. You know, Jesus has so much more to offer than we know. And I've been told, you know, there's been teenagers that have done it, men in their 60s, young people. I'm super excited to say that the women at the shelter are going to start a Bible study on Tuesday with it. And the shelter, you know, has my heart. So that was kind of a dream come true for me too.
We're talking today to Angela Ackley. Her website is angelaackley.com. Some great resources, Bible resources and videos and so much more available from the website there. And as you've started to build your own ministry, Angela, this book is really a powerful element of your website and your ministry. Tell us a little bit about how those two things are now working together as you continue to do ministry.
Yeah, so I've been praying kind of deliverance prayers for the last 8 years or so, just out of my home, and just really developing a prayer ministry. A couple mornings a week, I pray with different groups. I've led, you know, for the shelter. I've led prayer for our church, you know, just tons and tons of prayer groups that I've led over the years. And this book really is a culmination of all that I've learned through all of that. And I'm hoping that, Lord willing, that the ministry would carry out into, you know, speaking engagements and opportunities to teach people how to pray. And that God would get all the glory, that he would hide me, and that he would teach his people.
We are so thankful to have a few minutes with you today as we talk about your new book, Jesus, Help Me Pray, Bringing Meaning to the Lord's Prayer. And we would be remiss if we didn't remind folks that if they want to get a copy, what is the best way for them to do so? Are they available in any local stores in southern Wisconsin, or do they need to order them from a website or a church store? How can they pick up a copy?
The best way, from the ministry point of view, I don't make any profits on the books. All the profit goes back to the ministry. And the most profitable way for the ministry would be for you to order the book off of my website. It takes you right to the self-publisher, and that's the best way. But we're also available on Amazon, and there's a bunch of different book distributors that are also carrying it online. And I do have a stash of books, so if anyone is, you know, desperate for one, you can contact me as well.
We're so glad to spend a little time with you today as we go through this book that really is not only a Bible study, but it's an encouragement. It's a blueprint for laying out how we can pray for people. In fact, Jeannie and I were just going through one of the chapters before we started our visit, and we made out a list, and we were praying for some folks by name who had different issues, concerns, challenges in their life, whether they be family or friends. And so some of your encouragement really can be a nice building block to enhance another person's prayer time too.
Awesome. Yeah, I mean, that's the plan. You know, I've found that that prayer is kind of caught, not taught sometimes. And when we are praying for others, and when we're praying with others, that kind of teaches people how to pray themselves.
Angela Ackley joining us today here on In Spirit Radio as we talk about a wonderful book based on the concepts of the Lord's Prayer from the New Testament in the Bible. Angela, I know that you were on the staff of Shelter from the Storm. You were part of the helping with the creation of that ministry in the Sun Prairie, Wisconsin area. And then over the course of time, God started to lead you and move in your life in a few other ways. If we could, in our closing moments, love to hear how you started your own ministry and what were the things that led you to do that as God continued to work in your life.
That's a very interesting question. You know, it wasn't necessarily my plan to leave Shelter because, like you said, I was a founding member, and it was, you know, something that was near and dear to my heart. But one day I was reading in the Old Testament, and it was either 1st or 2nd Kings, and I was just reading along, and it was talking about, you know, God giving this messenger or this prophet God giving this prophet a message, and he said, go give this message, don't eat with them, don't drink with them, and don't come back the same way you came. And as I'm reading this, the Holy Spirit is saying, it's time for you to be done with Shelter. Don't eat with them, don't drink with them, and don't come back the same way you came. And I sat on that for a good 2 or 3 weeks to make sure that was really the Lord. And it was. And so I shared that with everyone. And then 2 weeks later, my father passed away. And then 8 days later, my brother passed away. And so the Lord knew what was coming, and he knew that I was going to need to be, you know, all in with my family. And so it took, after doing a venture like that for 6 years, I needed to rest. And I think sometimes as Christians, we feel like rest is kind of, you know, a cop-out. But I truly did need to rest. I was really kind of beat up spiritually from all of the stuff that we had to go through to get that thing up and running. And so in that time of rest, the Lord was just kind of dropping things on my heart to do to get the ministry started. But I, like I said earlier, I never really knew the big picture. And the big picture is just now getting clear. And so it was really just a step of faith and obedience and really trusting that I was hearing God's voice, that that's what he wanted me to do.
Isn't it interesting, Angela, as Jeannie and I sit here in the studios of In Spirit Radio, not too long ago, there was no Angela Ackley Ministries and there was no In Spirit Radio. Isn't that remarkable?
Yes, yes.
So if you are willing to serve and you're willing to be obedient to let the Lord work in your life, I guess we're kind of examples of how that can be, even though we have made our share of mistakes, and I can't speak for you, but God has worked through us in such a marvelous way that we are, we're not bragging on ourselves, we're bragging on him.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, because Mike, we, you know, we're humans, we're doers, and we think that, you know, we got to do something. And, you know, when we are just still and we wait on the Lord and we seek him, he will make it come to fruition. And, you know, I think so many times we just kind of get in the way of his plans.
Angela Ackley, the author of the book, Jesus, Help Me Pray, Bringing Meaning to the Lord's Prayer. Angela Ackley Ministries, angelaackley.com is the place to go to pick up your copy, or maybe pick up a few extra copies as we move toward Easter time, or maybe a Mother's Day, spring graduations, lots of great reasons to pick up a copy and gift this book. Jeannie, any closing thoughts?
I am so glad that you listened to the Lord in writing this book. It is the perfect outline to understanding the Lord's Prayer in a way that a regular person who's not in any kind of ministry or knows theology real well, but knows the Lord's Prayer from when they're a little tiny person, which was me. I learned, I had been raised in the Catholic Church, and that was really the first prayer I ever learned. And that has stuck with me, you know, through thick and thin, even when I wasn't walking with the Lord. That prayer I said every night. And then to read your book and go through and just have that deeper understanding, I just think that that is going to minister to so many people. And the state of the world is in right now, we so need that. We so need your book. So blessings to you for writing that and being obedient.
Well, thank you so much. That means a lot, especially at the beginning of this journey that I'm on.
Angela Ackley joining us today here on In Spirit Radio. Angela, God richly bless you. All the best to you, and we look forward to catching up with you again sometime real soon.
Sounds great. Thanks for both of you.
Thank you, Angela.
Okay, bye-bye.